New Millennium Audio presents
Storming Heaven by Dale Brown. What you're about to see, the talk show host began, is a videotape of what is a historic but tragic occurrence. The first time since World War II, the territory of the United States of America has been attacked by a foreign power. Our guest today says this can and will happen again, and he should know. You will see a videotape log of the control room of an American drug interdiction station located just off the east coast of Florida. Roll the tape. The studio audience was deathly silent as the monitors came to life. The videotape you just saw was taken inside the command center of a U.S. Border Security Force platform in the ocean between the Bahamas and Florida when it was attacked and destroyed by exiled Cuban military commander-turned-drug smuggler Augusto Salazar a few years ago, Phil Donahue said to the camera by way of introduction. My guest is no stranger to danger or to controversy. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Admiral Ian Hardcastle, former Coast Guard Admiral, former commander of the 7th Coast Guard District in Miami, and former commander of the U.S. Border Security Force. The audience applauded politely, perhaps cautiously. He's retired from 27 years of government service, but now he's waging a one-man crusade to, as he said on the op-ed page of the Times, stop the hemorrhaging of America's self-defense capability, Donahue continued. You've seen him on the cover of everything from Newsweek to People, shouting it from the rooftops.